The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the OSCE, issued its much-awaited report on Yugoslav elections today, and that report went against Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic. The report concluded that the results of the November 17th elections were valid. It found that the opposition coalition won in 13 Serbian towns and in 9 districts within Belgrade. The annulment of those victories by the Serbian government prompted more than a month of anti-government demonstrations. In Belgrade today, opposition rallies continued for the 38th day. But for the first time, special police prevented any marching through the city streets. NPR's Edward Lifson reports.
There was frustration and vindication in the frozen streets of Belgrade today. The students were about 15,000 strong. They were not allowed to march. So they walked around and around in small circles, hands behind their heads like prisoners in their own city. They walked right under the noses of the police and jeered at them. The police stood firm, doing nothing, except to maintain their positions, blocking all access to Republic Square. By the time the daily late afternoon protest by supporters of the opposition coalition took place, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe had issued its report. An opposition party leader, Vuk Drašković, roused the crowd with an announcement that the report proves their claims. They should not be intimidated by the up to 20,000 riot police who kept the protesters off the streets and confined them into the area around Republic Square.
If we cannot meet here, and if you can come here, you can march anywhere, in every part of the city. We have to occupy our city again.
Whether people were intimidated by the police, or by the freezing temperatures, or were just blocked from entering Republic Square, today's gathering was smaller than usual. Only about 30,000 opposition supporters made it to the square today. After the rally, walking quickly back to his party's headquarters to plan for tomorrow's action, Drašković said the OSCE report gives momentum to his cause in the face of Milosevic's stepped-up police presence.
Look, this decision of European mission, is our final victory, great victory. And now we are continuing with protests because we are not ready to recognize and to accept Milosevic as a head of state if he is not ready to implement recognition or recommendation of this international mission.
The opposition coalition did not even try to march through the streets today, and they could not. The special police forces formed a human barricade along every street feeding into Republic Square. Tomorrow, for the first time in the more than 5 weeks since the protests began, Republic Square will not be the site of the demonstration. Instead, protesters have been called upon to gather in a Belgrade cemetery. The purpose is to commemorate the first casualty of this movement, a 39-year-old man who was trampled and beaten to death last Tuesday by members of Milosevic's Socialist Party. Independent radio station B92 was operating with a very weakened signal today for 3 hours. The government blamed this on the freezing temperatures in Belgrade. Milosevic has made no official public response to the OSCE report. Some longtime analysts of the Milosevic regime say that he has not ruled out a compromise with his opponents, though his politically powerful wife, Mira Markovic, is said to be advocating a crackdown. For Sunday, the opposition plans to return to their rallies in Republic Square. In Belgrade, I'm Edward Lifson reporting.